In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel today, our Lord reminds us of the importance of detachment from the things of the world, to not be anxious of the things of the world, but to see that our first call is to become holy, to prepare for heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. So our Lord is just trying to remind us that our first goal, our first desire, our first purpose on earth is to attain heaven, to become holy, that we may share eternal life with God, and to not allow ourselves to be overcome with anxieties or worries about the things of this world, but to always trust in God's divine providence. It's very much where I think St. Padre Pio takes his famous quote, "Pray, hope, and don't worry." God wants us not to worry, not to be anxious, but to have great trust and confidence in his divine providence for us. And of course, St. Paul also reminds us in the first reading, we know that St. Paul went through a certain suffering or trial. We don't know if it was a temptation or an illness, but our Lord, it was a cross and suffering for him. And he begged that it would leave him, but our Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." So our Lord is reminding us that in all our trials or sufferings, to unite ourselves to him, that through his grace and divine power, we will be able to endure whatever it is given to us to carry for love of God. Through our weakness, we are made strong through Christ Jesus. Today we honor a very special saint in the church, Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. He was a Jesuit. He came from a very devoted family in Italy. His first words were the holy names of Jesus and Mary. He received his first Holy Communion from St. Charles Borromeo. He had been a page as a young boy in the palace of the King of Spain. His mother was a maid to the Queen of Spain. When they returned to Italy, he had, at age of 9 years old, he had made a private vow of virginity, at the age of nine, and was determined to enter religious life. His father wanted him to enter military life, but he wanted to be a religious, and finally persuaded his father to allow him to enter the Jesuits, where he excelled in the practice of the virtues, humility, and so forth. He said that he was a piece of twisted iron, and he entered the religious life to be made straight, And he said, another of his beautiful quotes is, it's greater to be a child of God than to be a king of the whole world. But he is renowned for especially his great observance of the virtue of purity, that virtue of purity which the devil has in our time sought to take away from so many youth. This beautiful virtue of purity, which he guarded purity by guarding the custody of his senses through prayer and through his devotions, especially to the Holy Eucharist and to our Blessed Mother. He was especially devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and said that Mary, as he approached death, that his greatest consolation was the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that he had consecrated everything that he was, he says, I am entirely yours, O Mary, and all that I have is yours. He entrusted everything to the Blessed Mother, and through her achieved great purity of heart, He was destined to be, intended to become a priest. A plague broke out in Rome, and he volunteered to take care of the sick during this plague. And as he was caring of the sick during this plague, this epidemic, he himself contracted the illness and would eventually die from this illness at the age of 23. He received his last rites from St. Robert Bellarmine. So he died at the age of 23. And as in his birth, his last words was the holy name of Jesus. His heart was so desiring to be with Jesus and to be with Mary, And so we can lift up this saint. He is an example for young people. He's a patron of youth because he shows that true greatness lies in holiness, not in age or status. Youth is not a time of life, but a state of soul, Pope Pius XIII said. Youth is not a time of life, but a state of soul. And so we lift him up to youth as an example of that call to holiness and to preserve that beautiful gem, that beautiful virtue of purity. O Mary, Virgin most pure, wrap me in your mantle as you did your beloved son Aloysius. Teach me to love purity, to value my soul, and to live for heaven. May Saint Aloysius intercede for me, that I may walk the path of holiness, even when the way is narrow. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.